We sent a few producers out to ask baseball fans what they thought of the report.
Stan Silski from Kenosha, Wisconsin. I know it was coming, so it's just a matter of time. So I think that the record that Hank Aaron always owned, he should still own it. And I think these other guys that took steroids should, okay, they got numbers, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
Tony Hershey, Eastern Shore, Maryland. I think that the guys that are using the steroids should be suspended and or banned, and because it's not fair to everybody else who has worked their pennies off to get to where they are.
Kenny Renninger from Frederick, Maryland. These players that have been found guilty, if they have any records, you know, they should be wiped clean because they didn't earn it. The guys in the olden days, they've earned those records, and they deserve the respect for doing it the right way without cheating, and using steroids is cheating.
Justin Wright, from Moscow Mills, Missouri. I found it kind of interesting that George Mitchell doesn't want Selig to punish anybody. He just wants the names to get out and look to the future.
I'm Jabari Conrad from St. Louis, Missouri. It really hurts the sport. Like, in the eyes of other people is what I think. Like to me, it doesn't matter because I love baseball anyway. But if you like a newcomer, young, like I would, everybody's fake, so why would you even care for it?
Baseball fans in McGillicuddy's Bar in Milwaukee, the ESPN Zone in Washington, D.C., and the Student Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.